This is what I said before to Kiyah Shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. The bracha we say before the Kiyah Shofar is Baruch Ata Hashem Alekenu Melech Ha'olam Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvois Avetzivanu Lishmoy HaKol Shofar, that He commanded us with His that He sanctified us with His commandments, and He commanded us to hear the sound of the Shofar. Now it's a bit difficult to say that because it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that we're supposed to hear the sound of a shofar. All it says in the Torah is Yom Terua Yalachem. It should be a day of Terua. Now, we know that Terua is the short sounds. It's either the Shvarim or the Terua. We blow both those sounds, both the Shvarim sound and the Terua sound, because we're not sure what a Terua is. But Koil Shofar, the sound of the Shofar, is the sound of the Tekiah, which is the long sound. As we could see in the Pesukim, that the Koil Shofar and the Terua are two different things. It says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, we say in the Kapitel, we say before Tekiah Shofar, Ola Elokim B'Serua, Hashem B'Koil Shofar. So the Kol Shofar is not the Terua. The Kol Shofar is the Tekiah. And we say by Musaf also, we say, Ki ato shomea Kol Shofar, you listen to the sound of the Shofar, umazin Terua, and you listen to the Terua. So the Kol Shofar is not the Terua. The Kol Shofar is the Tekiah. And it doesn't say in the Torah to blow a Tekiah. Chachamim derive it from different psukim that we need to blow a Tekiah before the Terua. And afterwards. But to say Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvois avetzivanu l'shmoy HaKol Shofar, that the mitzvah is to listen to the Kol Shofar, that just seems that it is not the case. The mitzvah is l'shmoy Terua, that we should hear a Terua, not Kol Shofar. So why do we say the mitzvah Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvois avetzivanu l'shmoy HaKol Shofar? Now Chazal say, on this pasuk, Allah Elokim b'Serua, which is Hashem ascended with the Terua, then it says, Havaya Yudke Vavke b'Koil Shofar. So Chazal derived from here that when we blow Shofar, Hashem gets up from the Kisei Din, Hashem gets up from His throne of judgment, which is represented by the name Elokim. Hashem's name Elokim is His name of justice. And He ascends onto the throne of Rachamim, which is represented by Hashem's name, Havaya, Yudke Vavke. Allah Elokim B'Serua, Havaya B'Kol Shofar. Hashem ascends from His throne of Elokim, and he sits upon the throne of Yudke Vavke, which is Rachamim. So we need to understand why, how is it that the Shofar has this power to switch Kiviyachal, or to cause Kiviyachal, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, to get up from his Kisei Din and to sit on the Kisei Rachman. Now we know that there are three sets of Tekiyas, one for Malchias, one for Zechroinus, and one for Shofaris. So we need to know what our Avodah is during these different sets of tekiyas. What are we supposed to be thinking? What are our kavanas supposed to be? So I saw a beautiful word in the Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer comments on a pasuk we say every day. Tzadik Hashem b'chol derochav, v'chosid b'chol ma'asav. Hashem is righteous in all of His ways, and He is a chosid, and He is pious in all of His deeds. So the Gemara Masechtas Rosh Hashanah asks that there seems to be a contradiction within the pasuk itself. Because it starts out calling Hashem a tzaddik. Now the word tzaddik comes from the word tzedek, which is just. Hashem is just in all of His ways, which indicates midas hadin. Midas hadin is just. It's the attribute of justice. The chosid, on the other hand, indicates lifnim ishuras hadin. It means beyond the letter of the law, that Hashem conducts Himself beyond the letter of the law. So is Hashem just, or does Hashem conduct Himself beyond the letter of the law? That's the Gemara's question in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara answers, Me'ikore tzadik v'hoder chosid. And Rashi explains what that means is that in the beginning Hashem created the world with midas hadin. As it says in this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bereshis, Hashem created the world, Bereshis bara lekim, Hashem created the world with midas hadin. And then when He saw that the world couldn't exist with midas hadin, shitafim ha midas harachamim, Hashem incorporated midas harachamim into creation. So tzadik Hashem b'chol d'racha was in the beginning. V'chosad b'chol ma'asa was later on, after we realized kiviyachol that the world cannot exist with midas hadin. The Chassam Sofer offers a different pshat than the Gemara. What does it mean that in the beginning is midas hadin and then afterwards is midas harachamim? The Chassam Sofer explains based on the Gemara that the Gemara says on the pasuk noisei avoin va'over al peshan. The pasuk says that Hashem forgives the sins and He foregoes pesha, rebellion. Hashem looks over Pesha. So, the Gemara says, Lemino say Avain, who does Hashem forgive? Lemisha Ivra Pesha, to someone who forgives others. Somebody who looks over other people's offenses towards them. So then Hashem conducts himself with that person the way that person conducts himself towards others. And since that person is a forgiving person, so Hashem forgives the person too. Says Chassam Sofer, so according to this Gemara, we have to conclude that there are two judgments that every person goes through. First judgment is on the person's on the way the person conducts himself with other people. Is this person a oiver al pesha or not? Is this person a person who conducts himself with other people beyond the letter of the law? Does the person forgive other people? Or is this person a vengeful person? Does he conduct himself with people the way they conduct themselves with him? And if that's the case, then the person doesn't deserve to be judged on a level of this person doesn't deserve to be forgiven. So that is the first judgment that every person goes through, meaning how does this person conduct himself with others? That judgment, says the Chassam Sofer, is a very just judgment. Meaning, when Hashem determines how this person is going to be judged, that is very dependent on how the person conducts himself with others. That is a judgment that takes place with justice. And that's why it says, Tzadik Hashem b'chol derachav. When it comes to a person's derachim, when it comes to a person's ways of how he deals with others, that's when Hashem is a tzaddik. That's the first din. Now, once it is found that the person is a oiver al pesha, once it's found that this person forgives other people, now, by the second judgment, when Hashem actually looks into this person's actions, when Hashem actually looks into this person's deeds, So since this person forgives others, so I can forgive him too, says Hashem. So v'chosid b'chol ma'asav, when it comes to the person's ma'asim, then Hashem is a chosid. Because this person has proven himself to be a chosid as well. So, what evolves from this Chassam Sofer is that the best preparation that we can make for a Yom HaDin, for a time of judgment, is to forgive others. To forgive and to forget. And to unite with all of Klal Yisrael, no matter what they've done towards us. All we need to do is to forgive and to forget and to unite. And that is the best preparation possible, because Hashem conducts himself with us the way we conduct ourselves with others. And if we forgive, the Rebbeinu Shlomo forgives. And I believe that this is what the tekiah represents, the long sound the tekiah represents, as it says in Parshas Baaloischa. When the Pasuk talks about the trumpets and the different sounds that the trumpets should make and what they represent, the Pasuk says, Uvahaki lesakohol, if you want to gather together the entire assembly, all of Klal Yisrael, Tiske'u, v'loy soryu, says the Pasuk. You should blow a tekiah, not a truah. Tekiah, that long sound, is a uniting sound. It's a sound that unites us all. The truah, on the other hand, represents din. And that's why, in the Torah, all it says is yom truah yalachem. Because in the Torah, it's a yom hadin. But we, since we want to prepare ourselves for the Yom HaDin, what we need to do is have a tekiah first. We need to unite. We need to come together first. And if we come together, then we don't need to be that concerned about the din. Because if we forgive others, the Rebbeinu Shlomo forgives us. If we unite with others, despite their faults, then the Rebbeinu Shlomo unites with us despite our faults as well. So even though the Torah tells us Yom Teruah, it's a day of judgment, what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants of us is Lishmoya Kol Shofar. The Rebbeinu Shlomo wants us to hear the sound of the tekiah and to come together. That's the entire purpose of the din. So that we should realize that if we want to be zoyche b'din, then we need to come together despite each other's faults. Because mi yizkeh lefanecha b'din, because no one can be zoyche b'din before the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The only way we can be zoyche b'din is l'shmoya kol shofar, is to hear the sound of the tekiah and to come together and unite and forgive and forget. So asher kidshanu b'mitzvoysa v'tzivanu, what the whole purpose of the mitzvah of Yom Teruah Yalachem is l'shmoya kol shofar, is to listen to the kol shofar and to unite. And then we could afford the Yom Teruah. And that's why a tekiah precedes every teruah. Before the din, we need to unite, we need to come together. And then we can afford the teruah. And that's what the Pasuk says, Ola Elokim b'sruah. Midas Hadin ascends when there's a truah. Havaya Yudke Vavke b'kol shofar. When there is a kol shofar and Klal Yisrael hears the kol shofar and we unite that changes the Midas Adin into Midas Arachmim. Since we were prepared to forgive, since we were prepared to unite and to come together despite each other's faults, so then Midas Adin has been transformed to Midas Arachmim. Because we now deserve to be judged with Rachman, because that's the way we judge others. Now, the concept of Malchius is the sound of the trumpets when a king is crowned. And Rosh Hashanah is the day that we crown the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And we declare that Rabbeinu Shel Olam is king over the entire world. However, it says in Parshas V'zoyis HaBrach, we just read it, this Pesach Simchas Torah, the Pesach says, V'yihi Yishurin Melech V'yis'asev Rosh Hayom Sheyachad Shivtei Yisrael. Rashi explains that when is Hashem Melech? Only V'yis'asev Rosh Hayom Yachad Shivtei Yisrael. It's only when Klal Yisrael is united. Only then can Hashem be our Melech. Only then can Hashem be crowned as our King. So the Terua, which represents Malchius, needs to be preceded by a Tekiah. Because we cannot crown the Rabbeinu Shel Olam unless we first come together. So a Tekiah precedes the Terua of Malchius. Zichronus represents the Zecher Kla Yitzur Lefanech Haba, that Hashem remembers every single one of our thoughts, everything we say, and everything and every one of our actions. It's the din, it is the judgment for everything we've done and said and thought about. It's a very frightening experience. A din of everything we've done in our lives. So Chazal instituted a tekiah beforehand. If you come together beforehand, you have nothing to be concerned about. Because if you forgive and forget, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam does too. And then comes Shofris, which includes two types of Teruah. It's a remembrance of the shofar of Har Sinai. It represents Kabbalas HaTorah. But Kabbalas HaTorah is also not possible without us uniting beforehand, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad, that we came together as one. Only then did Hashem give us the Torah. So once again, before the Teruah of Kabbalas HaTorah, there's a tekiah that we all need to come together if we want to be able to be Mekabel the Torah. And then there's the Shofar of Mashiach, the Shofar of Tekah B'Shofar Godol L'Cheruzeinu. And that Shofar also will not be heard unless we come together. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. We were sent to the Golos because of Sinas Chinam. So if we want to hear the Teruah of the Melech HaMashiach, there needs to be a tekiah that precedes that. Asher kidishanu b'mitzvoisav etzivanu l'shmo yakol shofar. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam wants us to hear that sound of the tekiah, to come together. It is only through that there is Malchus, that there we can king the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It is only through that we can afford the zechreinus, which is the din for all of our actions. It is only through that there can be a Kabbalas HaTorah. And it is only through that Achdus that we can be Zeiche to the Shofar of Mashiach. So Leib Shel Olam, that by coming together and hearing the sound of the Shofar, we shall all be Zeiche to hear that sound of the Kol Shofar Shel Mashiach Tzidkenu, v'meheiro b'yameinu amen.